We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN at 948 as we continue our conversation with John Ford, Raleigh County Commissioner in District 1. If you got any questions or comments, we've got some time here to take a phone call, 785-537-1350. And we've talked a lot about department head changes here in 2021. And I know there's other business being done. As far as the budget impact that we're seeing from the coronavirus pandemic, how confident are you that the county is going to be, it's going to come out on the other side okay, given all the CARES Act funds and other things?
Yeah, the CARES Act funding is probably a huge portion of if we do make it to the other side. We do. I know they're talking about some separate stimulus that may or may not happen. I think it's been a really good benefit to the local economy in terms of small business and obviously nonprofit. We're able to set that up, and we've just about gone through all the expenditures there that have to be done by the end of the year, and then all the private entities have kind of done their thing too. As most people are aware, we hired a consultant to do that, the same one that did Sedgwick County and Johnson County, and just kind of works with FEMA and some of those federal agencies under normal circumstances. So they had a good, solid background when we needed to have that, because people weren't, we didn't have the staff first off, but secondly, we didn't have the knowledge within the staff that we do have to be able to accomplish what we needed to accomplish. And I think, you know, at the time there were some discussions about spending that money up front to do that, but I think that part balanced out very, very well. And we've had a lot of compliments from everybody about that. I think the other thing too is, you know, sales tax revenue, and although Raleigh County only does about 4% of their total budget through sales tax, obviously with the city, I think it's in the mid 40s or something, you know, give or take, having that not completely fall through the floor there has been of a benefit. You know, most of that's done online. Obviously, there's some sectors that have kind of suffered a little bit more than others and some that have been better, but overall the general estimates of what we were going to be down haven't been close to here locally. So that's very, very beneficial, I think, moving forward. The other equation of that right now is property tax. And, you know, the first half property tax kind of occurred in May. So, you know, we were kind of at the back end of that. So you don't really see the impact there. Those second half payments just went out here recently. So that'll give us a telling tale there as we get into the beginning of next year where we're at. And if we can stay somewhat similar, I think we can work ourselves through this. It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough on a lot of particularly small and local businesses. But if we do get a second round of stimulus here in 2021, you know, and we really focus in on the aspects that we need to, the local economy, we can get back to a point where we can start working forward. I'm pretty optimistic about that overall, to be honest with you. It could be a lot better, obviously, but once again, it could be a lot worse. And we're kind of somewhere in the middle of that, I feel like. So,
okay. I've got a question here from a caller that they couldn't stay on the phone line, but they did submit their question here. It says, is Raleigh County responsible for cleanup efforts and costs on the soon to be vacated shooting range?
Yes. We are in the process of working with the company on that. We have an estimate for doing the actual consulting work. In terms of the lease on that, we'll be cleaning up the firing range area only and not the entire property. There's some other things on that property that weren't RCPD related, but in terms of the actual range out there, yes, we will be responsible, and that will be probably one of the last things, it will be the last thing that we do as we finish up that entire project out there in the Tabor Valley and Zinedale area. Yeah.
Okay. One thing we haven't talked about in a while here, probably just been a little overshadowed, is things like the dark store theory and those types of decisions. I know you guys had talked earlier in the year about, or maybe it was last year, I don't even remember.
it was last year.
Each of the commissioners were going to tackle a different thing here, but what's the latest on things, that specifically the dark store theory? Do you have any updates on that?
Yeah. We're going to have a legislative summit on virtual, of course, on Thursday, dealing with that issue, constitutional home rule for counties, and a couple other related things. There are a list of cases on the docket for 2020. We're supposed to be working through the, gotta remember, I make sure I get my years right, 2018 and 2020 cases for Home Depot here locally. So that'll be the first time we've tackled the issue here locally. It's been put off. And so that's finally looks like that's going to be on the horizon and a decision will be made. And, you know, that decision will be kind of paramount as to probably what's going to happen. In terms of the Board of Tax Appeals, at least at the state level, you know, there's two of the three board positions in the executive director's position that are open. They have the executive, their new executive director in place. So, you know, that may or may not change those equations, or, you know, with the virus on the still on the horizon, they haven't really had those actual appeals or actual cases. They may go through those virtually or something too, but I would naturally assume that somewhere here, probably early 2021 as well, we'll start seeing some decisions, not just with the Home Depot case here locally, but with some other ones around the state. You'll probably start to get an idea of where we're going to be with that. We've seen several new, not just retail, but several commercial type of properties and several other entities come up for 2022. So the list is growing. It's kind of one of those scenarios where it doesn't really cost anything to at least try. So throw it out there and see what's going to happen. But, you know, if, you know, we're not able to hold serve on that, that's a large portion of revenue that comes out of the equation that either has to be picked up by the other entities or, you know, honestly, it's just not there. So to me, and I think to both our appraiser department and other departments, those it's worth the fight at this point in time for sure.
All right. Well, thanks for giving us an update on that, because that, I feel like that's been on the back burner and we need to address that every once in a while.
Yeah.
As far as other items here, anything else that you have that you want to make sure listeners know about?
You know, actually there is. Obviously, with the passage of the municipal sales tax, obviously that leaves kind of a void for the county. We're going to have some preliminary discussions here upcoming on what we may or may not need to do there as far as the county is concerned. So that's something on the horizon that'll have to be discussed and figured out throughout 2021 as well. I don't know specifically what we're going to do with that just yet. We can go back to a pre-2002 model and just everything. That's the 4% I was talking earlier that gets paid for out of sales tax for Riley County. We can go back to complete ad valorem, but it's a very large mill levy jump in that first year, or need to figure out some other way of being able to comparably take care of our roads and bridges and road overlays and some kind of a municipal help and split for the other four smaller Riley County communities. So that's something else that'll be on the horizon. Just kind of pay attention to that as we move forward here, but we'll probably start discussing it here soon. And then as we get the new commission on board, we'll kind of work through that as well and figure out where we need to go there to benefit the Riley County on the rural side there as far as those infrastructural needs.
All right. Well, as far as meetings left here in December, that holiday week here between Christmas and New Year's, will you guys meet that week?
We'll meet the two Mondays, obviously with Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve falling on a Thursday. We won't meet those 2 days. With department head evaluations and several other things on the horizon, some of those meetings will probably have to be a little condensed, so they'll be a little bit longer, which is perfectly fine for me. Maybe the other two are maybe more liking of shorter meetings right now for obvious reasons, but business needs to continue on as usual, and we need to be able to get those things done. For some of the other departments, too, it's a matter of end of the year, you know, budget, you know, items and audits and, you know, summaries and that sort of thing too. So all those things will be kind of coming our way. And then when we get into January there, we'll have to kind of start figuring out who's going to serve on what boards and what that structure is going to look like as we transition with the two new commissioner elects.
All right. Looking forward to that. I'm curious to see who's going to serve on the law board. Any interest for you there on that position?
I may on the commissioner's side. You know, if that needs to happen, that's perfectly fine. I don't necessarily, from my perspective, I don't really have much on the law enforcement front. So, you know, and I don't know that the other two commissioners coming on board really do too, but I do think having your board chair from the county and the current serving mayor of the city, if they have the opportunity to serve on there, I think it better serves the greater interest of the law board and the, you know, law enforcement community, at least for a year. So we need to do that. That's perfectly fine. This year, the county has the extra appointment, so we could, you know, keep somebody who's served or serving already, or we can go with somebody new. We have some options there, and that's going to probably be ultimately part of that discussion.
All right. Well, John, it's always a pleasure to speak with you here, and we're going to have you back on next month with the transition going on, and give our new commissioner-elects an opportunity to get their feet wet, and we'll have them on in February. John, thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a good weekend. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you as well. That'll wrap up our show here for today. Coming up tomorrow on the program, it'll be education-centered. We'll talk with Pottawatomie County Superintendents, Wamego's Tim Winter and Rock Creek's Kevin Logan, and also Jim Jeanette from Manhattan Area Technical College.
All right, Brandon, thank you much. Thanks to Commissioner Ford for his work and appearing on the show today. Clark Howard is coming up next. We've got a lot of K-State stuff also today. So you just hang around, hang loose, keep healthy, wear the mask, really. Social distance, it's all very important.